Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the Senate's Committee on Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee on Public Lands, Forests, and Mining held a hearing on the issue of the exploding wild horse and burro populations on our federal rangelands. Ethan Lane is the executive director of the PLs and NCBA's federal lands and testified that the current system of managing wild horses and burros on public lands has been crippled to the point of catastrophic failure and that Congress needs to step in to improve the system to the benefit of all wildlife, rangelands, and of course the multiple uses of those rangelands.
We try to help illustrate to them that we understand that there is not enough political will in that room to take a hard vote, but at the same time, you have a problem that's growing exponentially worse by the year, and I mean that literally. By 2029, we will have 500,000 horses on the range if something isn't done.
Now, according to the Bureau of Land Management, while those federal rangelands can appropriately support about 26,000 wild horses and burros, more than 88,000 currently roam across those 10 western states as of this spring and the most recent data. If you'd like to read more about the testimony this week on this very big topic for those of us here in the West, visit us at aginfo.net. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.